also saw a movie that surprised me very much because it is directed by Chris Evans, who we all know as Captain America. And I met him before. I met him back when he made Not Another Teen Movie. And at the time, I really did not expect a lot out of this guy. I was wrong. I've been proven wrong here. He's got a lot going for him. Besides Captain America, lately he made this really fine movie called Snowpiercer. But this one is I guess you call it a romantic comedy. It's a little bit in the style of Before Sunrise, Richard Linklater's well-known film. It takes place in New York City at a Grand Central Station. And a woman who's played by Alice Eve, she's running to catch a train. She misses it. It's the last train to Boston. And this guy who is playing his trumpet, he's in the station, Grand Central Station. He tries to help her because she drops her cell phone and it breaks. And he chases her outside. By the way, the Grand Central is closing. So it's 1 in the morning, and neither of these people have any money or anywhere to go. And she's in terrible trouble because her purse has been stolen on top of everything else. So he tries to help her. He finds out, even goes so far as to find out the place where she lost her purse. He goes there and he finds out that the bartenders kind of know where these scams go on, and they go to the place where her purse is being held, but the police show up and that doesn't work. But anyway, her Prada purse stays lost. And then they think they're going to a friend of his wedding reception, but they go to the wrong place and they get mistaken for members of the band that's supposed to be there. And she sings My Funny Valentine to his trumpet accompaniment, and then they escape when the rest of the band shows up. They finally do make it to the friend's wedding, and his ex, Hannah, is there, and he's just really torn up about that. They also visit a psychic. This is really an interesting movie because although all these things are happening and it seems all kind of just very light, there's some pretty strong undertones in it, and both of them get to be quite friendly in this short amount of time, and we learn so much about them. And they conveniently don't have, their cell phones don't work and they don't have much money, so they just have to get along there in New York City overnight. And I think it's pretty diverting, pretty interesting. And I noticed that it's already opened as video on demand, and then it opened as a big screen film last week at the same time, which surprised me. But I also could recommend this because it shows a side of Chris Evans that is not a superhero type.